This is an application that's applicable to all men. We're all, in one sense, as Christians, engaged in spiritual warfare, but I want to talk to the soldiers in particular. I know that you are under so much pressure to compromise your faith. I know, I speak to chaplains, the amount of pressure they are under from the chaplain corps to compromise their faith can be tremendous. To keep your faith secret seems to be the rule of the day. And so many soldiers I know go into their job expecting to be secret agents for Christ, to be pragmatic, to go along, to adopt the group thing, so to speak. But when you're tempted to do that, I want you to remember the Theban Legion. And I know you're looking at me like, what are you talking about, remember the Theban Legion? Remember the Theban Legion. I'll tell you the story of the Theban Legion. Somebody may know it already. In the year of our Lord 286, an amazing thing happened. There was this legion that had been raised in the city of Thebes in Egypt. Every man in it was a Christian believer. Now, this was an elite legion of the Roman army, and their emperor, Maximian, had them march to Gaul to put down, one, a rebellion, and two, to assist him in persecuting the Christians there, because they were felt to be rebels. Well, they got there, and the first thing that he asked them to do was to make a sacrifice to the pagan gods and a sacrifice to the emperor himself. It was an act of allegiance that was expected of every member of the army. But the Theban legion said, no, we will not make a sacrifice to these false gods. And we will not help you to kill our brothers and sisters in Christ. So Maximian was furious, and he ordered a decimation. What a decimation is every tenth man in the legion was put to death. And then he said, now will you sacrifice? Now will you do your duty to kill these rebels? And again they said no. So Maximian ordered a second decimation. And once again he said, now will you obey? Will you do what I'm asking you? And they wrote this letter. They wrote back as a legion to their emperor, and they said these things. Listen to this. Emperor, we are your soldiers, but also the soldiers of the true God. We owe you military service and obedience, but we cannot renounce him who is our creator and master, and also yours, even though you reject him. In all things which are not against his law, we most willingly obey you, as we have done hitherto. We readily oppose your enemies, whoever they are, but we cannot stain our hands with the blood of innocent people. We have taken an oath to God before we took one to you. You cannot place any confidence in our second oath if we violate the other. You commanded us to execute Christians. Behold, we are such. We confess God, the Father, the Creator of all things, and his Son, Jesus Christ, God. We have seen our comrades slain with the sword. We do not weep for them, but rather rejoice at their honor. Neither this nor any other provocation have tempted us to revolt. Behold, we have arms in our hands, but we do not resist, because we would rather die innocent than live by any sin. Now, you might expect that kind of thing to woo the heart of the emperor, but no. It enraged him, and he ordered that the entire legion, all 6,666 men, be put to death. And they were. Every single one of them was executed. Their leader, Morus, encouraged them to the very end, saying, men, do not renounce the oath you made at your baptism. Confess Christ. And brothers and sisters, they died. But they died in the right cause. And in death, they were more than conquerors. Because they obtained a glory greater than the glory of all men, greater than the glory that can be obtained on any battlefield. They obtained the glory of Christ. And the honor they received is not for a moment. It's not something you put on a statue for a little while and then everybody forgets it. Isn't it sad how many memorials we have to our venerated dead and they are forgotten? We've forgotten the conflicts they fought in. We've forgotten the wars that they were involved in. They're of no moment to us, no importance anymore. But brothers and sisters, these people received an accolade that goes on for eternity. They received a crown that never perishes. And they heard words greater than the words that the president speaks as he bestows the Congressional Medal of Honor upon a man. What words did they hear the moment they died in the service of Christ? They heard these words. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Don't you want that? Isn't that the accolade you want? Aren't those the words you most desire to hear on passing through the veil? Then confess Christ. Think of the Theban Legion. Dying is not easy, brothers. But I tell you this, living with yourself after you have failed to confess Christ at a moment like this is harder, much harder, and not nearly as profitable to you. Brothers and sisters, never stop confessing Christ. Do so joyfully, but do so knowing that He alone is worthy.